Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 1st of March 2016, and this is the 315th Mole Out Loud podcast. Already we are into our third month, and it feels as if it's time for the year to get underway now, really, I think. And I'm still plugging away at my planning, but I think that is an ongoing process. I feel as if I've got a bit of a structure in place, but that structure has already been challenged somewhat because my days just aren't what they were last year. They are kind of condensed into the early evening, which they were last year, but now there are quite a few things that happen in the early morning, apart from walking. In fact, walking has gone a bit by the wayside recently, and I need to find a way of reinstituting it. Although I have to say the walking is easier in the winter, although it's darker. It feels okay to go walking later, the sun isn't so damaging. So I've had these kind of, I've got these sort of bookends of the day which are quite intense, and a couple of evenings a week on average I'm also doing things that are later in the evening, and so my nights can get a bit short. And so today I decided to have a sleep, and I had a 2-hour sleep in the middle of the day. And when I got up, I did some cooking, which I've really been looking forward to doing and wanted to do. But I've always thought about cooking for the evening, and I haven't allowed myself the proper time to do that. And so today I've made myself 2 fish pies. Although I'm usually vegetarian, I just feel a bit of a need for some protein at the moment. And so fish pies it was, and it was lovely putting these ingredients together, making separate ingredients and combining them. It was very satisfying. And I was lucky today because it was quite hot, but the heat hasn't got into my house yet. And I think it's partly that there is a bit of a coolness in the mornings now with the autumn, and I can sense the change, and so the hot days don't matter as much to me. I'm also sensing the change in the difference in light, and it's lovely corresponding with people in Europe and the States, because I hear about these little hints of spring, like snowdrops and daffodils, and I think Michael Knobbs mentioned the change of light, and my sister mentioned tight buds. So there is a change in both hemispheres. We're kind of moving into our extremes in the opposite direction. I do hope that whatever you're working on, or whatever you're creating, or whatever you're musing about, some days I think just musing is the thing to do. I think it can enrich our creative life, and just allowing ourselves to stop and think and maybe do something quite different is the best possible thing we can do for ourselves. Thank you very, very much for listening today, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.